USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The just-released jobs report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicating the jobs market's beginning to bounce back following the coronavirus pandemic.
The May jobs report was a surprise to most economists, with the report beating expectations. Elaine Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us,
total non-farm payroll employment rose by 2.5 million in May, and the unemployment rate declined by 13.3%. These improvements in the labor market reflected a limited resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it.
I'm John Clemens.
What could be Tropical Storm Cristobal by Sunday is expected to hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds and flooding rain this weekend. A tropical storm watch is already in effect for that region. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.